There have only been two black members of the U.S. Senate since the Reconstruction era ended in the 1870s. Both were Northerners, Edward Brooke of Massachusetts and Carroll Moseley Braun of Illinois. A Southern black politician, Ron Kirk, a Democrat and former mayor of Dallas, is in a close race with Texas Attorney General John Cornyn for a vacant Senate seat. Republicans hold every statewide elected office in Texas, but Kirk's chances are being bolstered by the state's fast-rising population of blacks and Hispanics. NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams reports.
Here's part of a campaign ad you probably wouldn't expect to hear from a black Democrat.
You and I know neither party's always right, and both parties have good ideas. I want to take the best from each and find common ground to get things done.
Ron Kirk. Common sense, common ground.
Ron Kirk, the Democrat Senate candidate from Texas, is running on a platform of healing and bipartisanship that sounds like a page out of the campaign playbook of former Texas Governor George W. Bush. While Mr. Bush reached out to Texas minorities, Kirk is reaching out to suburban whites, such as seniors at this elder care facility in North Dallas.
Ron, I think you're doing a wonderful job. Just keep going.
I sure will. Thank you, Jimmy. Your name?
Now you be honest and do us a good job.
I will. Thank you, ma'am. I appreciate you.
Did you say that you want to work with the people in Congress who are for privatizing Social Security?
No, ma'am.
I hope you don't.
No, I did not.
There's not a black person in the audience. Texas's population is still mostly white at 52%, but a fast-rising minority population, already 32% Hispanic and 11% black, is challenging the Republican hold on Texas politics. The abundance of Texas minority voters is the fuel behind what some call the Texas Dream Ticket, Kirk's campaign and the candidacy of Tony Sanchez, the party's Hispanic nominee for governor. Kirk's campaign even has a theme song written by a Tejano singer. Hispanics, blacks, and Asians are already the majority in the nation's most populous state, California.
Tony Sanchez, a little bit like Ron Kirk, is trying to straddle two worlds.
Bruce Buchanan, a professor of government at the University of Texas, thinks this year's campaign may be a turning point in the history of the nation's second most populous state, Texas.
Both candidates are centrist candidates, in some respects conservative. Both have supported President Bush, for example, on key measures. So both Sanchez and Kirk must, to a degree, wink at their ethnic constituencies while sounding like mainstream candidates.
Kirk and Sanchez do not run away from their racial and ethnic identities, but they do not make a bloody shirt out of their minority status. Here is gubernatorial candidate Sanchez.
I am extremely proud of my heritage, and I've said that for years. I'm very fluent in Spanish. I'm bilingual. I'm bicultural. I grew up on the border. I grew up in South Texas. But I think it's more important. I think you've got to rise above the color of your skin or your ethnicity and say, are you going to be a good governor for Texas?
And Kirk openly says his goal is to get voters to forget the black stuff. One critic has put Kirk in the same category as Secretary of State Colin Powell and called him a black man who has carefully tailored a public persona that is inoffensive to whites. Ron Kirk.
The press can be as stereotypical as others. You're black, you're a Democrat, you're supposed to be liberal, you're supposed to be angry. Well, you know, I'm not. You know, I tell black voters all the time, it is not enough to vote for me because I look like you. If you don't believe that I can do something to improve quality of education for our kids, to improve retirement and health security, to help get the economy going and put you back to work, my color doesn't matter.
They're saying that, you know, well, he's not as black as he should be. Well, I don't know how you can get any blacker.
John Wiley Price, the only black person on the Dallas County Commission, has long been a critic of Kirk for being too close to Dallas's white development community and not doing enough for blacks. He even picketed Kirk's home in a fight over city schools when Kirk was mayor. But now Price, sensing the opportunity to have a black Democrat in the U.S. Senate, is defending Kirk to left-wing black voters.
We're having to convince some individuals, but that's okay. I think it's a coming of age. I hope Texas gets a chance to see that says something about the South.
Kirk's life story is one of crossing the racial divide in Texas. Born in 1954, the year the U.S. Supreme Court outlawed segregated schools, Kirk was among the first black children to integrate Austin's junior high schools. That made him a target for both blacks and whites.
We'd fight at junior high school every week, and then we'd walk home and we'd run into our friends in the hood who were still going to the black junior high school, and they'd go, well, you think you're better than us because you go to school with the white kids. And we'd fight again. And I'm thinking, how absurd is this? You know, I'm too black in one environment, not black enough. And, you know, that wears on you after a period of time.
Kirk's opponent is John Cornyn, the state's attorney general. Cornyn, who is white, has joined Kirk in downplaying any racial angle to the campaign. One of Cornyn's aides stirred the waters by saying that the Democrats' ticket, headed by a black and a Hispanic, is a quota ticket, not a dream ticket. Cornyn immediately distanced himself from that comment, as he has distanced himself from every racial issue in the campaign. John Cornyn.
It seems like there's some desire on the part of some folks to try to distract the candidates from the issues and to talk about race and class and those sorts of things. I simply choose not to engage on those issues and to focus on issues because I think, number one, I think that's what the public wants to hear about. Number two, that's where I think I can win.
At this point, the key to the race appears to be turnout. Most polls show Cornyn holding a slight lead. Kirk says the polls are wrong because they have not sufficiently sampled blacks and Hispanics. Nonetheless, he's trying to find a way to excite minorities without alienating any white voters who may have last-minute doubts about pulling the lever for a black candidate. Bruce Buchanan of the University of Texas says the population trends favor Democrats if they can get their voters to the polls.
The campaign as a whole has not excited many folks in Texas. Texas is notoriously politically indifferent during non-presidential years to begin with. The hope was this would create more buzz and excitement. It's hard to see evidence of that. At this point, the dream ticket's best hope now rests with what is promised to be an unprecedentedly large and expensive get-out-the-vote effort on Election Day.
Kirk's only mention of race in this campaign came in an unscripted moment when he said that poor minority youth would be more likely to be in the front lines if the U.S. goes to war against Iraq. Polls showed that comment appeared to hurt him. Since then, he steered away from any further racial controversies. His campaign's hope is that the unique dynamic of a black and brown ticket in Texas for U.S. Senate and governor will be enough to generate the record minority turnout needed to win. Juan Williams, NPR News, Dallas, Texas.